Than a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus, plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coldall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Sports.com. What's happening in Vegas, Brad? You getting all this rain that we're getting? You're getting snow, aren't you?
You know what? Not in my part of Vegas. I'm on kind of, there's two halves of Vegas. It's close to the mountains where you get a lot of snow, and then there's more of, it's a little hotter and it's more close to the desert. I'm more close to the desert and not near the mountains, so we got more rain than anything, but friends just a half hour away from me got like 6 inches. The biggest snowstorm we've had here in 11 years.
When you lived in the Akron area, of course, you did your time with snow, right?
Yeah, I did enough. Everyone loves it here. Oh, making snow angels and whatnot. I don't ever want to see it again. I mean, to be perfectly frank with you, it's nice to see up on the mountain, but I don't want to see it in the streets. And if they had to, I think that their tune would be a little bit different here in Vegas if they had to scrape their windshields every day during the winter. Or shovel multiple times in the winter. I don't think they'd be enjoying the snow as much.
Oh no, I absolutely hear you. How close can you walk to the Strip where you live?
No, I'm about 15 minutes away from the Strip.
Okay,
I'm a pretty low key guy, so I like to be away from the hoopla. I mean, if I had to walk and get down on a bet, I can do so. There's plenty of casinos and sports books that are near me, away from the Strip.
Yeah, I hear you. I didn't know if it was one of those days deals where you could just walk right out your door and there it is. Or
no, maybe another guy would like that, but I can be. I'm almost a local now. I would almost consider now. It's been 3 years, and most locals don't like the Strip. To be perfectly frank, they enjoy more Fremont Street and more local casinos.
Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, and we will let you know plenty of times this hour how you can get his service. Vince wants to know your thought on the spread, the estimation of the spread for the Michigan and Sparty game.
You know, it's going to be an interesting one, and that's a very good question. On one front, you know, if you look at all the major power ratings that are out there, including my own, at least my latest edition that was posted last Friday, you know, Michigan State's a little bit, you know, a higher power rated than Michigan. You usually give a team in a big game like that about 4 points of home court advantage. So typically I would say Michigan would come right around a 2-point favorite. But the problem is Nick Ward has recently gotten hurt for Michigan State. And if you don't know who Nick Ward is, he's a guy that averages right around 15 points per game for Sparty. that's already a Michigan State team that's already playing without Langford. So Nick Ward's probably worth a few points to the line. So I'm thinking right now that Michigan's probably going to be right around a four-point favorite. And if that is the line, I'm going to take Michigan. You look at the Wolverines when they're laying seven or less at home here recently, 10-0 straight up, 10-0 against the number. Michigan's won 22 straight games at home. And I get it, Michigan State, it's tough fading them in that rare underdog role. Or is it Michigan State in the underdog role recently, 2-11 straight up, 3-10 against the number? And Michigan's own Michigan State as of late, three straight wins and covers for Beilein's boys there up in Ann Arbor. If the line's four or less, I'm going to like Michigan.
Hawkeye Jason on Twitter uses the hashtag AskBP, says, how about Indiana-Iowa tonight? And he said, it also feels like a lot of the Big Ten games are going to be under the total point spread recently. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Stylistically, teams like Purdue, Wisconsin, Michigan State, a lot of under teams. Although, Iowa's, been trending under just a little bit, but Iowa's actually no more offensively than anything. And they actually, at the start of the season, more of an over team. But, yeah, their last couple games against Rutgers and Maryland have been lower scoring. Tough line here. Iowa's favored by 7. In this one tonight, and I would agree with Hawkeye Jason, lean towards the under. My thoughts on the side, more of a lean on Iowa. You just can't trust Indiana at this point. I mean, what's their redeeming, quality performance in their last 12 games? Probably the win against Michigan State. In fact, that's their only win, Indiana, in their last 12 games. They've only covered twice in that stretch, and Indiana had a really good shooting performance against Iowa in the last meeting and still lost by 5 at home to the Hawkeyes. If it comes down to free throw shooting, Iowa's got a significant advantage there. They're number 35 in the country in free throw shooting. Indiana's number 317. I'm going to lean on Iowa tonight, minus the 7. But if you want to put a little bit more than pizza money on it, I think under 146 sounds pretty good right now.
Here is a very good question from Peter, big Syracuse fan. He says, what do you think about Syracuse and Duke, considering what Jim Boeheim just went through? For everybody listening, if you don't know, and this happened the other night after their game with Louisville. He's driving home, and he hits a guy who had been in a wreck who got out of the car and killed him. Now, he has been exonerated of any guilt. He was not drinking or anything, but a very traumatic thing for the family of the deceased and also Jim Boeheim. And then you've got on the Duke side, you've got the Zion Williamson injury with the knee. So that's a good question. How do you handicap that? Is it even available?
I think it's because it's such a difficult situation. Obviously, we don't have a line on the game right now. I think if all things are equal, if Zion was completely healthy, if there's no distractions for Syracuse, I think Duke would be right around a 9-point road favorite. But obviously we got a lot of, Zion Williamson's probably worth 5 points to a line, at least 5 points. And that would make him one of the most valuable players in all of college basketball. And then obviously with some distractions with Syracuse, I don't think I'm going to have a bet on that game. I'm about 99% sure I won't have a bet on that game. And I'm not sure you're going to be able to get a line on that game until tomorrow. So I probably won't even get an overnight on that one because Zion's so valuable to the line. To me, I just think it's going to be unbettable. It's going to be tough. I don't think Zion's going to play. They mentioned him day-to-day. I think he'll at least sit out one game with that tweaked knee. Duke's got revenge for one of their only losses of the season. They're off a loss against North Carolina. So I think situationally it might factor in and favor Duke a little bit more. But, I'm not going to bet the game. It's just unbettable. And we'll see what the line is. Again, if all things were perfect, in a perfect world, Duke would be right around a 9-point road favorite. Without Zion, it's probably going to have Duke a slight favorite.
People are speculating, and I don't know if there's any validity to this at all, that Zion Williamson, because you got all the people on Twitter, players in the NBA, suggesting that Zion Williamson do the bowl thing in football. Don't play. to conserve your health. Do you think there's a chance he does that?
Yeah, well, I can tell you they offered it yesterday, and they took it off the board. I mean, will Zion Williamson play, and you know, when will he play next? And the favorite was actually the regular season. And, you know, the biggest long shot was he wouldn't play again. And they broke it down in this particular book online. It's called Bet Online. They broke it down, the regular season, ACC tournament, NCAA tournament, or won't play again. And they pretty much stack ranked them in that order with the regular season that he'd return as the favorite, and they took it down. So I think it's pretty clear that, you know, Zion Williamson's going to play again for Duke. And I'm not sure that's the smartest move. Look, I'm all, you know, I love college basketball. And you know, with Williamson playing, that makes everything better in college basketball. But I'm not sure if he shouldn't, you know, sit it down for the rest of it. But it looks like he's going to play, and I'm thankful because, you know, I got a few, you know, exotic bets on Duke to win it all, so I'd prefer that he play.
Yeah, no, I would too, but there's a lot of people suggesting otherwise. We'll see what's happening. He hasn't said anything. I mean, it's just everybody opining out there. All right, the Tennessee-LSU game. Give us an estimation of the number and give us your thoughts. Is this a value game?
Yeah, I think Tennessee is going to be close to pick. Maybe Tennessee minus one. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if the market moved LSU to minus one, but I think, you know, the opening number is going to have, you know, close to LSU minus one in the game. I'm concerned on the Tennessee side, and here's my concern. You know, Tennessee's played one top 30 opponent since December 9th. It was last week against Kentucky, and obviously wasn't a good showing for the Volunteers. I mean, on the flip side, LSU's played four top 30 teams in their last five games. So, I mean, I just know a little bit more about LSU than I do at Tennessee at this point. I think we're buying LSU low a little bit off that overtime loss to Florida at home earlier this week. And if you're telling me, you know, Tennessee's going to be laying one, which I expect it to be, I'm going to be on the LSU side plus the one. I think the Tigers, you know, atoned for their performance earlier this week. And, you know, it's another big road game for Tennessee that they come up a little bit short. And then a lot of it is, you know, I just think Tennessee's a little overrated due to the schedule. They've been extremely fortunate so far in their SEC schedule, avoiding some of the top teams like Auburn, LSU. You know, they played the one game against Kentucky, but they haven't played the best of the best as far as the SEC goes.
How do you handicap Kentucky without Reed Travis for a couple of weeks with a tweaked knee?
That's an interesting question. And obviously a valuable player, Reed Travis. He scores about 11 points per game, has about 7 rebounds per game, the grad transfer from Stanford. I think he's worth a point or so, maybe worth more. It'll be interesting to see where that line comes tomorrow, a relatively big game for the Wildcats. I think Kentucky's going to be close to a 7-point favorite, but if the market considers Reed Travis to be a little bit more valuable than a point or two, then Kentucky can come a little short. I'm not as worried. You know, he's an important guy, but Kentucky's not Duke. Kentucky's got a little bit more depth than a team like the Blue Devils. And the handicap for that particular game, Auburn and Kentucky's not only complicated because of the injury to Reed Travis, but, you know, Auburn's a Jekyll and Hyde team. I mean, they're perfectly capable to go into Rupp Arena and win the game outright, and they're perfectly capable of losing the game by 20 points. So it's a little bit of a tough handicap for me. I'd lean Kentucky. Just because they've been the more consistent team, and they got a huge advantage as far as offensive rebounding goes. And then, you know, Kentucky moving forward, I mean, if Reed Travis misses a game against Tennessee, I think Tennessee's going to circle that game, and that'll be a good revenge spot for the Volunteers. But overall, I think Kentucky's, you know, obviously Final Four caliber. I'm really liking what I'm seeing from the Wildcats, 12-1 in their last 13 games.
Take it to break. Brad, tell everybody how they get your service.
BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, download all past issues of my newsletter. You can check out the football newsletter. You know, we never keep the eye off the ball in the football newsletter. I just finished my first set of power ratings for the upcoming football season. The newsletter is $69, emailed to you monthly during the off season, weekly during the season. College Hoops daily VIP email updates. We're hitting 57% for the season. That's not too shabby. That's daily VIP basketball action for $199. Check it out at bradpowersports.com.
Coming right back, everybody, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Injuries on I-24 at James Robertson Parkway is slowing traffic on the East Bank and on Ellington southbound. 65 South is backed up from Ewing to the North Loop. Another two-vehicle crash with injuries on I-24 West at Harding. The left lane is blocked. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, over $2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
We are NFL Network.
The Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
Your home for the NFL offseason.
What this guy brings is hope.
The scouting combine.
This young man does it all.
The 2019 draft.
Which team gets it right tonight?
He makes big plays.
Training camp.
He has been extremely impressive leading this offense.
Everything you need up until kickoff.
Diving touchdown.
We are football. We are NFL Network.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your week's Lucy of Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning has a flash flood watch continuing through Saturday night. The showers we get of a thunderstorm today are high 53. The more showers we get of a thunderstorm with heavy rainfall overnight. Temperatures will rise to the upper 50s by dawn. Again, there's a flash flood watch in effect through Saturday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Did Joss on the city bed, scooter searching for his groove.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Brad, talk about your football power rankings. Now, this is before the spring and maybe more attrition and maybe an injury or two or whatever could happen between now and the playing portion of the season. But what did you find out? What did you reveal when you did this?
I think Texas is going to be overrated. I mean, they're getting priced right now in the futures market as a clear top 10 team, borderline top 5 team, and I'm just not seeing that from the Longhorns. I mean, out of all the Power 5 teams, Texas is going to be the least experienced coming back. I mean, people are going to look at, you know, obviously Sam Ehlinger coming back and a lot of excitement after the Sugar Bowl win. I mean, you also got to take a good look at what Texas really was last year, and it was a team that, you know, played a lot of close games. 10 of them, in fact, were decided by a touchdown or less. And, I mean, Texas went 7-3 in those games. You know, they're fortunate the Longhorns were to be a 10-win team I'm just not, look, I'm not, you know, as down on them as some of the other power ratings that are out there. You know, ESPN's original rankings, I think Bill Connelly's got some original rankings. I'm still higher on Texas there, but, I mean, they don't even have Texas in the top 25. I think Texas is capable of being a top 20 team, but I don't have the Longhorns in my top 10 this upcoming season. I think that's a surprise to many. At the top, no surprise, Alabama and Clemson clearly have separated themselves by 4 or 5 points over anybody else. Georgia, I think, is clearly in the 3 spot all by themselves. And, you know, if there's a team you want to look out as maybe being a surprise, LSU. You look at the Tigers, I mean, of all the teams that are, you know, in the mix for challenging for a playoff berth, you know, the top 15, 20 teams, LSU returns the most experience by far. So keep an eye on the Tigers this season.
Yeah, they're favored. And I know that some guy with the Athletic that I don't know, and that's not being disparaging, I just don't know him, had LSU favored by 8 over Texas. You came back with those same games and put your numbers out. You had it about 4, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I know the guy. He's a good guy. So, you know, he was just good, I think, using just pure power ratings lines. And, you know, mine factored in a little bit of what the market will be. I think people were even surprised that I had LSU favored in that game. And I'll be anxious to see what the market comes out, because I got a feeling there's some bookmakers out there that, you know, are going to probably list Texas favored in that game. And I think the pros are going to, you know, really pounce on LSU there. But, yeah, I'd have LSU a road favorite against Texas early in the season. And keep in mind, when does returning experience matter the most? It's early in the season. So, and for those of you that don't think experience matters, it does. I mean, all of the calculations, whether it be, you know, Phil Steele built his entire career on stuff like that. And even Bill Connelly in that talks about returning production now. He's kind of taken starters to the 10th degree. It does matter specifically early in the season.
You also tweeted about the Irish, and obviously the Irish have a lot of detractors out there too, but they have, other than the Stanford game, they play Cal, and Michigan prior plays Penn State. Everybody else, I think, on that list, and you listed it, that Notre Dame plays gets like a bye or a cupcake before the game.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of a deep dive. And look, there's going to be more byes in general this year, because pretty much most teams are going to get 2 byes with the schedule the way it falls this year. Normally you only get 1. But, yeah, Notre Dame's at a major disadvantage with just about every 8 teams have a bye, including I get it the opener. I threw that one in there. But I mean, the fact that besides the opener, 7 other teams have a bye prior to playing Notre Dame is pretty remarkable. And then you even got teams like Virginia plays Old Dominion and Georgia plays Arkansas State. So, I mean, that's something, a little bit deep dive, next level stuff. If you're looking to take advantage of a season win total, that's the type of stuff you're looking for, because I can promise you a lot of sportsbook directors, when they're opening these season win totals, aren't going to take that next level step and look and see at what these teams are, you know, from an advantage aspect as far as buys. I will say, you know, fortunately for Notre Dame, the one really good spot for them is one of their toughest games this year. Notre Dame's off a bye prior to playing Michigan, and Michigan's at Penn State. So if there's, you know, 1 or 2 games to have a really good spot for the Irish, you know, at Michigan, to have that advantage is a benefit for the Irish.
Eric in Indiana wants to know where you power rate Notre Dame.
You know, I got them number 9. I think they're going to be about 3 points worse than last year. So on a neutral, I'd favor last year's team by about 3 points more. I think they're really going to miss Dexter Williams. I mean, that offense, of course, changed when Ian Book took over, but really took it to a next gear once Dexter Williams came back from suspension. You know, they're going to miss a lot of their leaders on the defensive side. I mean, three of their best players at each level. I mean, starting with Jerry Tillery up front on the defensive line. Now, you know, outside of losing Tillery, I think Notre Dame's defensive line is really good. And, you know, rewatching the playoff game, I thought Notre Dame's defensive line held up really well against Clemson in that game, rewatching the tape. You know, losing a guy like, you know, obviously Julian Love, you saw how much he meant to the Clemson game alone. Totally different defense with him off the field. That'll be a big loss for the Irish. So defensively, I don't think they're as good. And, you know, offensively, they need to find some difference makers. You know, Dexter Williams was pretty much their only big-time difference maker this past year, and he's off to the NFL. So I don't think Notre Dame's as good, obviously, as what they were a year ago.
Karen is all smitten on this A&M Clemson game. And the guy with the Athletic had the spread at, what, 23.5 or something? And you said it was more around 20 and a half, right?
I think he had it like 20.5, and I got it closer to like 18.
Oh, that's right.
Keep
okay.
in mind, I mean, A&M last year was like, what, a 24-point dog at Alabama. And look, Texas A&M was really good last year, particularly at the end of the year. I mean, it's not like they're overwhelmingly experienced in the production rankings. I mean, Texas A&M comes up in the 100, so I get it's year two for Jimbo. They returned their quarterback. They had a great recruiting class, but you know, I got Texas A&M number 11 in the country right now. My power ratings, and my power ratings still call Clemson is probably going to be a deserved favorite. It's going to be more than north of two touchdowns. Keep in mind, Clemson was a near two touchdown favorite at Texas A&M a year ago. So I thought the line anywhere between 17 and 21 is probably where the line's going to fall. And she can't bet it yet, but in about 2 months she'll be able to bet that line, I'm guessing.
Now, are you telling me, though, you like Clemson minus the points right now?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just, you know, my line of the game would be close to, you know, 17, 18 points. So I'm not going to lay that kind of points early on. And in fact, you know, I'd probably be with Karen. I'd rather take the points with Texas A&M. Clemson, I think Clemson's going to be a little overrated this year. In fact, I don't have Clemson number one. I have number two behind Bama. I think people are going to get wild by, obviously, the quarterback returns, and he's going to be one of the best quarterback prospects we've seen Trevor Lawrence in the last decade in college football. But what really made Clemson tick was at the line of scrimmage, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, and they lose everybody. So, you know, I'm not as big on Clemson as the rest of the market at this point.
Well, and the other thing about Clemson is, and we know once you get into a season, things can change a little bit, but there doesn't look like there's any obstacle, regardless of who they lose, it doesn't look like there's any obstacles in their league.
Yeah, and that was one of the intriguing things that I looked at. Right now on a neutral, I would have Clemson 3 touchdowns better than any team in the ACC. They'd be about a 3 touchdown favorite over a team like Florida State or Miami or Virginia Tech on a neutral field. That's how much the gap is between the top team, Clemson, in the ACC, and everybody else. So I'll be anxious to see what the ACC odds are. I mean, anything less than, you know, Clemson minus 300, 400, 500 to win the ACC, and I'll be making a bet on that.
Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com with us. Bottom of the hour break. We will take it right now, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on 24 West at Harding, the left lane blocked. East of the Eastern Split, a wreck on Elm Hill Pike at Briley northbound. Traffic on the East Bank recovering from a wreck on 24 just shy of James Robertson Parkway. Ellington southbound, still slow going past Frederick Douglass Park. And 65 South is backed up from Ewing to the North Loop. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/doctor. That's forhims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hymns.com/doctor.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
I'm Eric Opron, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what an action-packed Daytona 500 we saw. Some might say wreck-filled. It was basically the sole survivors left of this thing, where Denny Hamlin took home the checkered flag. Up next, we are going to see Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Denny Hamlin. I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com with us. Of course, even though you said that you would probably go with A&M with those kind of numbers in the Clemson game, Karen comes back with this. She says, it was only a two-point game last year. I'm going to bet the farm on the 20.5. I don't think she's going to get 20.5, is she?
No, she's not going to get 20.5. Although, I mean, keep in mind the point spread saw, you know, Clemson right around a two-touchdown favorite at College Station last year, and if you give a team 3 points of home field advantage, and in both cases, I think both you know, Kyle Field and Death Valley are a little bit more than three. If you flipped it, Clemson in last year's game would have been laying 3 touchdowns. And I think since that game, obviously Texas A&M has overachieved. But, I mean, Clemson, if you looked at from that point forward in the season, Clemson, you know, got upgraded certainly in the market, and so did Texas A&M. So, just to understand what lines are, and just because it happened one game doesn't necessarily change the line. It's not like, well, you know, Clemson beat Alabama by 4 touchdowns. So, you know, if these two teams played again, Clemson should be a 3-touchdown favorite over the Crimson Tide. Give me Clemson minus 21. They just got done beating Alabama by 28. The market doesn't work that way. In fact, if Clemson and Alabama had played the week after the national championship game, I mean, Alabama still might have been a slight favorite. Like, you know, the game might have been pick or Alabama 1 or 2. The market just doesn't, you know, look at one game sample size and overreact, you know, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns.
I don't know who to attribute this to. It might have been Bill Connelly, but I don't know. But somebody came out with a power ranking, and they had Tennessee 15th. Now, I think Jeremy Pruitt's gonna improve them, but they're coming off a 5-7 record. They're not even beating Vanderbilt right now. So where do you have them yourself, power rated?
You know, believe it or not, I got them 23.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is. But you know, keep in mind it's still number 10 in the SEC. That's how strong the SEC is going to be. And you know, if I projected their lines out to their schedule, I'd still have Tennessee, even though I got them number 23 in the country. I just did some math during the break because I figured you'd get into some Tennessee here. I'd only put their season win total at like 7, 7.5, which I think is completely fair in the marketplace for the Volunteers this season. So a really tough schedule, but I mean, there's a lot to like. I mean, as far as Connolly's production rankings or returning experience, Tennessee's number two. Obviously, a lot of excitement there with the recruiting class he just brought in. They'll be a little young yet, but, you know, there's no team like West Virginia to open up the season for Tennessee. So, you know, that's good. BYU will be a little bit of a tough challenge in week two, but it shouldn't be overwhelming. UAB is not the same team as what they've been the last couple of years. So, I mean, I'd be stunned if Tennessee didn't go 4-0 in non-conference. At Florida will be tough. They'll be a dog. They'll be a dog to Georgia. Slight favorite against Mississippi State, dog Alabama, slight favorite South Carolina. Now, I mean, I think the make-or-break games and whether Tennessee can really improve will be in November at Kentucky and at Missouri. The lines are going to be close. I think the Kentucky game will be close to pick 'em. Missouri, Tennessee will clearly be a dog there, but those games will swing whether or not, you know, Tennessee's just a 7-5 team or they can really make a jump and win 8-9 games this year.
I was going to ask you about Florida State because that place is a total mess right now in football. But their schedule is very fortuitous. So when you went to looking at power ratings, how did you estimate them?
Yeah, so right now, I mean, I got Florida State right around a borderline top 25 team. And keep in mind, what goes into power ratings this time of year? I mean, a lot of it has to be. What are you returning, and what is your talent level? And there's no question, I mean, if you take out what they're getting coached at, I mean, Florida State's talent level is pretty good. Now, from a recruiting aspect, their returning production is pretty good for the Noles. And I got them right around number 25 in the country. You know, Boise State game, I projected the line. I mean, Florida State, the game's in Jacksonville. Florida State's going to be favored in that game against Boise State. Whether or not they win that game is another story, but they will be the favorite going in. I think Virginia's going to be tough in week three. Virginia, that game might actually see Virginia favored. That's how much I think of the Cavaliers this year. At Clemson will be tough, but, you know, other than that, you know, Florida will be tough. Miami's not going to be a slam dunk by any stretch. All those games come down to the wire. I got Florida State. It's not like they're going to go from, you know, five wins up to, you know, eight or nine. I would set their season win total right around seven.
Butch down in Birmingham says, Bill, it was the ESPN FPI that had Tennessee 15th. So I was.
Yeah, and I think Connolly had him like 21. Both of them very high on the Volunteers. And, you know, I'm a little bit lower than them at like 23, but there's a lot to like about Tennessee this year. And, look, there'll be some tweaks. I mean, all I've pretty much done is look who's coming back, look at what the recruiting class is, and, you know, a couple of very important factors when you're analyzing a team, you know, just close wins and losses from the year before, how lucky were you, turnovers and whatnot. You know, just predicting turnovers can be very – predictive when it comes to analyzing a team for the upcoming season. Obviously, my former boss made a career out of that, and it's been successful over the last three decades.
What about the addition of Graham Harrell as the offensive coordinator? You and I have talked about this a little bit out at Southern Cal. Overall talent level by their standards, Southern Cal is always going to have players, but I don't think it's getting to the playoffs good enough yet. Where do you estimate them?
Yeah, so I have SC right around 27 in the country. You know, I think they're clearly going to be improved over last year's team. You know, SC, you know, was a team that, you know, suffered as far as, you know, close wins or losses were negative two in that category, so they're a little unlucky there. They're minus 10 turnovers, so that'll probably get cleaned up. You know, the problem with SC is, it's a brutal schedule for the Trojans. I mean, Fresno State's not going to be easy early, although, you know, USC's going to be favored there. Then it's Stanford, at BYU, Utah, at Washington, at Notre Dame. I mean, they really don't get a break the entire season. And even though they're going to be much improved, again, I don't see SC being one of these teams that jumps from, you know, five wins to 9 or 10 wins this year. I think it's going to be in that 7-5, 8-4 range, and that's not going to be good enough for Clay Helton to save his job. So even though I like the hire of Graham Harrell, I think SC is going to be much improved. I just think the schedule is when they come out with strength of schedule rankings, SC is going to be near the top in terms of difficulty, and that'll end up, in my opinion, costing Clay Helton his job.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Hey, Brad, I'm going to let you run. Tell everybody one more time how they can get your information.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page, Bill King tab. Click on that. A lot of football talk, which is refreshing to talk a lot of college football here on today's segment. If you need more football talk, sign up to the weekly football newsletter during the season, monthly during the off season. $69 covers you all the way through next year's Super Bowl. And again, College Hoops daily VIP email updates. That's $1.99. Go to bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab, top of the page.
Have a good weekend, sir.
Right back at you, my friend. Take care.
There he is, Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Jim down in West Palm, who's a big Florida State fan. He's cautiously, optimistically skeptical. If it's possible to be those things in unison. He says, Bill, I agree with Brad. Florida State's probably about a 7-win team. Hopefully they can prove me wrong and get to 8 or 9. Time to bust a grape, Club Willie. You know, it's sad to even say 8 or 9. Now, I'm with you. That'd be a nice gift for the season if they got to that. But through all these years of Florida State, and all the magnificent players, and all the winning, and all the, I'm telling you, has anybody done a story? And we've talked about this some in the past. Has anybody done a story through the years of who the best team on signing day is? Now, here's what I mean by that. I don't mean at the end of that day who had the best ranking. Necessarily. I mean, who on that day had their list of players they were waiting on? 5 players, whatever the number is. And your percentage of gets in that group. There was a stretch where Florida State did that better than anybody. They would have a list of, again, let's just randomly say 5. And they would get a higher percentage of that group that they wanted, that they were waiting on, along with a lot of other big names. Okay? They had a higher percentage of that day having success with that remaining group than anybody else. Now, it was mainly before Saban got to Alabama. It was 90s and let's say into the mid-2000s. And I know that they recently won a natty back in 13, but I'm just talking about that stretch, though. They recruited well, very well, but then on the February Wednesday signing day, where it was time to either get them or not get them, right? They had a higher hitting percentage, baseball terminology, than probably anybody else. It was ridiculous how many of their remaining group that they would get. I don't know. Has anybody ever done a – I mean, so much has been written about recruiting, every angle, every way mathematically to judge it, every way to rank it, every way to go back and look at it again. But has anybody done a piece on that right there? Your signing day gets – just that group, not what you already have. Signing day, waiting on players, what you get out of that group. Because I tell you, on average, if you told me I could get 50% of what I'm waiting on that day, typically I'd say, hell yeah. Florida State would do way better than that. 50% is a good number. It's hard. Now, in Feb, we're not going to see that much as much anymore because the rule makers, the folks who figured this all out, they've killed February. They've killed that date. The date is a big buzzkill. It's not nearly as exciting. It's not as fun. It's taken the exhilaration. It's taken the buildup. So the ultimate, and it's just wiped it out. And December doesn't the December one isn't. To me, it's not the same. Now, we've got commitments, so that's all good. Yeah, I mean, we've got something that we put there that's going to be a staple into the future, commitments and the party and everything at the Omni. But the actual event, which is the signing exhilaration, has been buzzkill. Likely forever because of moving that date. Anyways, one more break here on your Friday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
24 West still backed up due to a crash with injuries near Harding. Left lane is still blocked. Not far from that, a wreck in front of the Haywood Lane Walgreens. East of the Eastern Split, a wreck on Elm Hill Pike at Briley North. 65 South is backed up from Ewing to Trinity. Business owners, you could be missing $15,000 in new business. Call iTex, Tennessee's largest barter exchange, at 615-579-8568. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
When is the perfect time to make something happen for your small business? The answer is always right now. Introducing the Right Now sale from Vistaprint, where you can get 50% off any one item to promote your business and save up to $100. Choose a fresh stack of postcards, a standout banner, or whatever you need most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code WHYNOT. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code WHYNOT. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For February, try the Philly Cheesesteak Sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, at meaty goodness.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for hockey trench warfare. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning has a flash flood watch continuing through Saturday night. The showers we get of a thunderstorm today are high 53. The more showers we get of a thunderstorm with heavy rainfall overnight. Temperatures will rise to the upper 50s by dawn. Again, there's a flash flood watch in effect through Saturday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
That's true. On Twitter at Bill is King, Nathan says, morning. Didn't Miami and Butch Davis in particular clean up on signing days between like 99 and 01? Well, yes, I mean, when you consider what ended up being on that roster. But here's an interesting thought. And somebody, if somebody wants to bean count that between now and the end of the show, which we're about 6.5 minutes out on that. Miami was never a high recruiting ranking program. No, I mean they had really good recruiting classes. Don't misunderstand. But as far as the math, Miami never had an incredible number. Best I remember. Now, again, Butch Davis built that up to be one of the best rosters ever, literally. You could argue maybe the best roster ever. You could. But I don't remember the recruiting rankings. And, again, recruiting rankings go back to the late 70s, as far as I know. That's when I noticed them. But I don't know where Miami was ranked there. They should have been ranked really high because, again, look at what they had. But some of those guys were way better than they were rated. It would be interesting to see, like, if we took some of the best teams ever, let's say more modern history, let's not go back in unlimited time. Let's go 1990 forward. Some of the best teams ever. You would say that Nebraska team that Dr. Tom had down the stretch, he won 3 of 4 on the way out. The 95 Nebraska team in particular, though. That Miami team of 01. Some might point to the Southern Cal team of 04. Some might point to the Texas team of 05. Some might point to the Alabama team of 09. Some, Dabo Sweeney says this Clemson team that just won it. Whatever it might be. It'd be interesting to see somebody do a piece that showed you the recruiting rankings that led up to that. What were the individual years and their recruiting number, their final number those years? And then what would be the average recruiting ranking leading up to that championship? I can tell you Nebraska was never a big recruiting number. Now, again, I'm not saying that to disparage the rankings. I think you're better off being ranked high. I think stars matter. Doesn't mean that they're irrefutable. That's not what I'm saying either. But I'm saying if I'm playing the odds, I'd rather be ranked high than not. Your odds are better that way. But there are exceptions to anything, right? Yeah, if we has anybody done, maybe somebody has. I don't recall seeing it. Has anybody done a piece that shows you what we consider the best teams of the last 30 years, 1990 forward, almost 30 years, and what the rankings were that led up to that team being what they ended up being? That'd be a pretty good read, wouldn't it? That would be pretty interesting to look. Butch says, Butch down in Birmingham, Bill, the Omni ads must be working well. I tried to book a business trip, an anniversary also for June, and it's booked solid. Yeah, they get, now the Omni's always busy, but once you get into the spring, with everybody coming into Nashville, for whatever reason, tourism, I'll tell you, big business in Nashville is the bachelorette parties. Is Nashville, like, along with Vegas, maybe even more so, the bachelorette capital of the world? I'm not kidding. Come downtown on a Friday, like when we're at the Southern Steak and Oyster, or even at the Omni, at the Kitchen Notes. But see, I'm back in the back there, so I don't get to see as much. But when we're at the Southern, you will see any random Friday when we're doing the show, wave after wave of bachelorettes checking in for breakfast or whatever that are there for that purpose only. It's Nashville is like, Google this. Nashville might be the bachelorette capital of the planet Earth. Is that right, Adam? Adam says a year ago it absolutely was. I mean, I'm telling you, if you just wanted to people watch, or you're a single guy and you have other alternatives, right? You've got other ideas, like meeting bachelorettes. Come to Nashville any Friday and hang out, like, around the Omni or anywhere in that area on a Friday. You'll see more than you can possibly imagine. Eric up in Indiana, who met Crazy Charlie when he was down here, I didn't get to meet Eric, says Broadway on a Friday or Saturday night is crawling with bachelorette parties. So if you're a dude right now listening to me and you're single, I don't care where you live, and you want to meet that target demographic, come to the 615 on a Friday and just station yourself. You won't be disappointed. Now, I don't know if you'll actually get a bachelorette to talk to you, but they will be there. I can tell you that, guys. It's true. I'm not kidding. It's the planet. It's literally the king of the planet when it comes to that topic. At Crazy Charlie 615, even though Adam dispatched Crazy Charlie to a location soon to be revealed on this radio station. Adam, Mr. Tin Cup, back at the station. At Bill is King on Twitter. I'll be around all day, all weekend. Check in with me if you need to. I'll be hanging out. Remember, all the archives are up for you as well. Signing off right now. Loshbox.